Yale University student newspaper, "I'm Watching You, White Boy." By Alana Mastrangelo on February 9, 2019. An op-ed was published in Yale University's student newspaper on Thursday, suggesting that students collect and store evidence on white male classmates, so that it can be used to ruin political careers in the future. "I'm Watching You, White Boy," says author Isis Davis Marks in an op-ed published in the Yale Daily News, who claims that she will save any evidence that she finds of white male classmates behaving badly, even if it's unintentional, just in case she needs it to end a political career in the future. "Everyone knows a white boy with shiny brown hair and a saccharine smile that conceals his great ambitions," explains Davis Marks in her op-ed, claiming that one day she will turn on CNN to see that the white boy has become a white man sitting at his Senate confirmation hearing. "When I'm watching the white boy," writes Davis Marks, "I'll remember a racist remark that he said, an unintentional utterance that he made when he had one drink too many at a frat party during sophomore year. I'll recall a message that he accidentally left open on a computer when he forgot to log out of iMessage, where he likened a woman's body to a particularly large animal. I'll kick myself for forgetting to screenshot the evidence. And, when I'm watching him smile that smile," adds the author, "I'll think that I could have stopped it." As the op-ed continues, the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings are cited, which the Yale student mistakenly refers to as a trial, as an example for why collecting such evidence on white males could be useful in the future. "Dick Cheney attended Yale," the author reminds readers. "Many of us will become extremely influential. Some of our peers will sit in war rooms with red buttons, capable of making life or death decisions in a split second. What will the classmates who made those unintentional utterances, those subtle racist remarks, those assaults toward women, be doing on the eve of our 15th reunion?" Ponders Davis Marks, "Will they be high officials? CEOs of large companies? Presidents, even?" The author continues by insisting that it is up to students to stop future confirmation hearings, claiming that Yale's administration will not partake in such activity, due to Yale needing rich and notable alumni to keep the school afloat. "We allow things to skate by," writes Davis Marks. "No questions are asked when our friends accept job offers from companies that manufacture weapons or contribute to gentrification in cities. 30 years later, we kick ourselves when it's too late." Davis Marks is not the only writer to have recently published an anti-white male piece in a student newspaper. On Thursday, a similar piece was published in the school newspaper for Dickinson College. The op-ed, entitled "Should White Boys Still Be Allowed to Talk?" in which the author concluded by stating hell no, claiming that males with names such as Jake, Chad, or Alexon are not qualified to share their opinions, and should, therefore, be silenced. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.